Hop out the womb, hop in the jet. I hit the club, you hit the deck. Milk bottle service sent to my section. Padded foam edges, I'm fully protected. I like look tepid, gold bib, I'm flexing. Your mama calling me, baby, you not in school yet, here's a lesson. You are the worst, I am the best. Pull up to your blocks, I'm not impressed. I got the juice, don't know how to speak. Don't know how to lose, object out of sight. And I'm thinking it's gone. 16 years older than me, but I'm taking your sister to pump. I am the bae, I am the bee, buzzing around, pretending to sleep. Those little dumb fences don't stop me from moving. I jump out the window like...
myself when Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is your host, the Boston Medium. And this is a surprise show. Our regular time slot is not here from 3 to 5. I am most definitely filling in for you. And so I'm really stoked to be here again. Yesterday I was here. I was here Friday. I'm just submarine all day. And you know what? It was actually a lot nicer yesterday. It's actually kind of cold out. But it's still nice. The only reason why it's really cold is because it's like, it's wicked windy. Ew. Just kidding. But I was still able to go outside and run. I was still able to go outside and do a lot of things. So it's all good. Guess what I have for you today? I have a guided meditation. Oh, woohoo, wee, hoo-hoo. Yeah, thank me. I have a beautiful guided meditation. Aha! We didn't do one yesterday because we only had an hour, so I wanted to get everything in as much as possible. And so today we have all the time in the world. 2 hours, you know, when you have your 2 hours time slot, it's like you can shove a lot of things in. And it's just like the fun doesn't end. So, yeah. I am excited to be here again. I'm going to be glowing and vibrating high after I get out of here like I always do. It's going to be good. And you're going to be good. So, I'm really excited because I have a lot of vinyl here. I've got some Roy. I was just like, I got to play some Roy Orbison. This is a Roy Orbison day. I have Johnny Cash. I have some... I'm really excited about the Gilbert O'Sullivan. I want you guys to get a taste of some Gilbert OG. And I'm just going to be spinning some punk. It's a fabulous playlist we got here. You know how it is with Mariah, the Boss Medium. You know how I do it. I just go crazy with the playlist. Eccentric, versatile. My category springs in each and every nook and cranny you could possibly think of. So I'm just excited. So I'm going to put in a couple of songs before our meditation, before we get nice and situated. It's a starseed meditation. Come on, everything's magical here. Everything we do has got to be magical. It's the Paranormal Playgrounds. There's really nothing else except magic we have here. And you got to raise your vibrations. And if you're wanting to go vegan, just in case, the answer's yes. I've done it, I'm doing it, and it's amazing. And I'm really happy about this situation. The situation from Jersey Shore. I'm really happy about that. I don't know what else to say except for it is just a phenomenal transition of a lifestyle change. And now I understand why people get crazy about it and try to shove it down people's throats, because it's like a brand new world. It's a whole new consciousness you open up to, actually. Veganism, it's like another level of connecting spiritually. So, I don't know, whoever needs to hear this, if you were thinking about, this is a kind of psychic Q&A. But anyways, without further ado, let's get on with our playlist, okay? Get on with our playlist. So, here we go. This is some Roy Orbison for here. Only the Lonely. Oh, and by the way, before that, that was the OC Hurricanes, Born For You, just in case you were wondering what that first song was. It's a amazing band from Orange County in California that I got to know, well, not get to know, but kind of got to connect with over line and got to play some of their songs and promote some of their stuff. So look them up if you were just wondering who they were. They're amazing. Woo! Okay, back to the Roy Orbison. Dum 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 dee doo ah, oh yeah 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 yeah, oh 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 ah. Only the lonely, only the lonely.
Dum 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 dee doo ah,
know
feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart, they're gone forever, so far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the
tonight.
Hello, hello. The Boston Medium here. I hope you are all ready for your guided meditation for the day. If you're out there driving, this is a very special meditation. This is a meditation actually for starseeds and to activate the ultra activation of the starseed self. So I really had a lot of good luck with this, and I really like this. Because it's a unique kind of the kind of binarial sounds that are with it. I like it. So just take some nice deep breaths in. Ground. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Feel the heart connection with your heart right now and feel yourself radiating with love, and put a shield of white light of healing energy surrounding you. You can picture yourself so light in this moment. Imagine a time right now where you're near a swimming pool and you just jumped in. You did a cannonball, a dive, or a surprise splash, or you pushed your friend into the water. And you can imagine that bliss and that fun of just getting wet, being in the sun and being in the water by the ocean or in a pool. But just remember that feeling of jumping off the ledge and just dipping into the pool, and just that infinite trust that surrounded you when you let go and the fun that you felt. We're gonna open up and go into this moment. We're just going to remember how wonderful it feels to be free in that space where we just let go and we're in play. We just let go and we're in play. We let go and we are connected to joy and love and the higher spirit. And the higher spirit that calls us tells us we are okay, that we've made the right decisions, that we are on the right track, that everything that we are doing are laying down a path of perfection. As we come into this moment of just letting go, we start gathering information back about who we are and where our soul and our cosmic being comes from, the star seed within. What are the symbols that are coming in to remind you? Invite any symbols that are coming in. These symbols are protection. They're protection as you journey, and as you journey into the astral realms. Journey right now into the astral realms with me. We can feel the love, the joy, and the abundance coming in. Images that you are seeing. If you would like, you can put them in your memory, write them down. Because right now we're opening, and this is an activation to the starseed channel. This is an activation to the starseed light. This is an activation to fully be in charge of our magical self, of our miracle self, to fully be in alignment and feel love and feel strength and feel beauty. And the wonder. Feel the infinite possibilities. You can see lights, like little sprightly lights, almost like little tiny fairies flying around you, and you can feel the magic opening. All the magic that is opening, all the elements. Starseed. We see all of our family. We see the scenery, and it is not like anything else we've ever seen. Oh, how the trees glow, bright ruby red. They sparkle, bright ruby red. And how the sky just lights up deep, deep purple. Notice the rivers and the water are hot, bright pink. Nothing like you've ever seen. You are enchanted by beauty, enchanted by light. You are fully in the oneness in the space of spirit, and fully in the oneness in the space of your starseed family. They've come to help you remember who you are. They've come to help to remember, gather all the information that you knew that you forgot. See, they tell you you've always known this information. You just forgot. You get on the earth plane and you do earthly things, and when you do earthly things, you forget. And it's okay. Because Earth, planet Earth, is but mere dream and an illusion. A beautiful illusion of how we are able to communicate and manifest the spirit world into material. It is a temporary experience. All for our pleasure, all for joy, all for fun, all for play. And that is the purpose of us experiencing life. See, being alive right now and being on planet Earth is kind of like going to a theme park or going and playing in that pool, having the time to go out and just kind of play in the pool. Having the time to go to a playground, to the park, and run. Having that fun time, but we've so forgotten that beautiful purpose. And we've turned life into a chore, into something we have to push through and force and connect it with suffering. And why would we want to spend our time here? For this was our time to build and create and grow. So let's use that time wisely. Let's use that time wisely here on the planet Earth to create. What is it that you want to create? Because when we cross over into the spirit world, back home, we go back home. And then when we go back home, we decide again if we want to leave and play or if we want to stay. So this is a good opportunity right now to picture in your heart and soul and in your mind, what does my starseed self want to create? What does my starseed self want to know? Why is my starseed self here, and what is my mission? Why did I leave my homeland in outer space to come here? Why did I leave outer space to come here? And right now, that's when we find our mission right now. See, we open up the realms and we open up the doors to understand the portal that comes alive when we connect with our starseed family. And you can, right here in this world, and we are home right now. See, we're in the space where we went back home, and all of your family, your starseed family, is here with you. What are they showing you? What are the gifts they are giving you? Because this is only for you. See, every single person who is engaged right now into receiving the message from your starseed family, this message is only for you. And this, you can only see with your eyes what they are trying to tell you. So gather up, just take a moment right here to breathe. And gather up as much information as you can, because this space is so sacred. This space is magic. This space is activating right now. So now that you've gotten and gathered your information right now in this moment, let's take it with us. And now we come back. We're coming back. So now say goodbye to your family, your starseed family. This realm, see, this realm is here for you always, and you can always go back, and you can always go back to talk to your spirit. So if you want, write down everything that you saw. And remember, this is a place that you can always go back to talk to them when you need guidance. So we're going to close it up and we're going to come back. All right. So we're going to close up our portal that we went back home to. We're coming back to the earth plane. Breathing in. And as we're coming back and we're floating back nice and gently back to Earth, just remember and be aware of all the love that is supporting you. Be aware of your heart center and your heart space and how big your heart is right now to receive information. And remember to always leave yourself open to that information. And to always use the cosmic language to navigate you to every step, everywhere you need to go. See, the key is magic. The key is connecting to your starseed self to open up. Your starseed self is magnificent, and it is here to do magnificent things. So when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. So if you're now just joining, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite, psychic medium here, and we are just doing our guided meditation while we were playing some music and playing some sounds. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you enjoyed the activation, and I really, really am hoping that I opened some kind of portal right here outside. I'm not even joking. I hope it's there. I hope when I walk outside, I'm like, woo! It's good. It's good. I got a lot out of that, actually. It was a serious activation. Like, it's so weird because when I'm in there, I'm in there. And when I'm here, I'm here. I can feel the difference. I was really there. Like, I was there at my starseed family. I was there back at home in outer space. And you know, I traveled, and then now we're here, and we traveled back, and I can feel the difference. But I saw all the messages and everything I needed to know, and I hope you got what you needed. I do. So I'm here till 5. We got a long, 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 long way, but it's going to be a fun long way. I promise you. I promise you this. Please, please stay tuned to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And remember, oh yeah, I just wanted to add to remember to catch me. Catch me outside, how about that? No, I'm just kidding. If you can catch me every Tuesday from 1 to 2, that's my regular time slot. I give actually live medium readings, and I have musicians come in, or healers and different people, you know. So if you're someone who's interested, if you have a healing ability but you're also a musician, or not even having a healing ability, if you have paranormal stories, if you are in spiritual practice or not, or you have a connection with the spirit world and you're a musician, an artist, a creative, a cook, whatever, a cook, a mechanic, whatever it is, that you incorporate, and you want to talk about how you incorporate your spirituality with your creativity, please come in and come. I'd love to interview you and do a reading on you live. It's a lot of fun. So that is Cool in the Gang right now. So stay tuned after our PSA.
But if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, 3 more fingers for everyone over 60, 2 over 50, 1 over 40, 1 more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. 2 if you're very overweight. And 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182.
Yeah.
that cup of tea. Like I said, I would make that cup of tea. Like I know I should. And not to think what the others think. So that when you say you like me, I'll be so overjoyed. I'll take the unemployed. I'll give them all a job. They sure could use one, my God. It isn't funny, no. A million out of work is really so good for nothing when you think that there should be jobs by the dozen. But as often is the case, nothing ever seems to take place.
Was born among old Erin's bogs when I was but a child. My father fought in 98 for liberty so dear. He fell upon old Vinegar Hill like an Irish volunteer. Then raised the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. Then raised the harp of Erin, boys, the flag we all revere. We'll fight and fall beneath its folds like Irish volunteers. When when I was driven from my home by Anna Purser's hand. I cut to my sticks and greased me brogues and came o'er to this land. I found a home and many friends and some that I love dear. The jabbers, I'll stick to them like bricks in an Irish volunteer. Then fill your glasses up, me boys, and drink a hearty cheer to the land of our adoption and the Irish volunteers. Then fill your glasses up, me boys, and drink a hearty cheer to the land of our adoption and the Irish volunteers. Now when the traitors in the south commenced a warlike raid, I quickly then laid down my heart to the devil with my spade. To a recruiting office then I went that happened to be near, and joined the good old 69th like an Irish volunteer. Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all to blazes, says the Irish volunteer. Then fill the ranks and march away, no traitors do we fear. We'll drive them all to blazes, says the Irish volunteer. The whales came over here and made a hubba-boo. Oh, everybody turned out, you know, in gold and tinsel too. But then the good old 69th didn't like these lords or peers. They wouldn't give a damn for kings, the Irish volunteers. We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take a nobility, says the Irish volunteer. We love the land of liberty, its laws we will revere. But the devil take a nobility, says the Irish volunteer. Now if the traitors in the south should ever cross our roads, we'll drive them to the devil as St. Patrick did the toads. We'll give them all short nooses that come just below the ears, made strong and good of Irish hemp by Irish volunteers. Then here's to brave MacLellan, whom the army now reveres. He'll lead us on to victory, the Irish volunteers. Then here's to brave MacLellan, whom the army now reveres. He'll lead us on to victory, the Irish volunteers. Now fill your glasses up, my boys, a toast come drink with me. May Erin's harp and the starry flag united ever be. May traitors quake and rebels shake and tremble in their fears when next they meet the Yankee boys and Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Maher and Nugent and their Irish volunteers. God bless the name of Washington, that name this land reveres. Success to Maher and Nugent and their Irish volunteers.
Capulets!
This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah, so I've been getting into a lot of Civil War music, listening to it lately. I've been listening to it, like, every morning, and I've noticed how soothing it is and calming, whether it's, like, the fife and drums, whether it's in a form of just gospel, or whether, you know, however it is, how I just played, you know, in any kind of form, you know, and I'm looking for more of it on vinyl, actually. That's going to be my my journey today after I get out of here, is I'm going to be looking for more Civil War music on vinyl. It's my thing. I'm so interested in the Civil War, the whole subject of it. It's so fascinating. I love it. I love everything about it. It's like, it's so cool to learn about just every aspect. It's just one of the most interesting things I think I've ever come across, a part of American history. It's cool stuff. Anyways, I hope you're all feeling chill and vibrating and buzzing from that meditation, because I sure am. I'm loving it. I'm having a good time over here. I'm having a really good time. Yeah, this stuff is ill. This stuff is really good. And I'm just really into the realm of gratitude just because spring is here. And maybe it was kind of, you know, it's kind of windy today. It's still, the sun is out and the weather is just going to get better and better. So I'm just so grateful. So thank you, universe. Thank you for blessing us with such beautiful weather, actually. This winter, cannot complain. The weather has just been really beautiful. But, you know, overall, it's just been really great weather, and I just hope it keeps happening. And because New England, we need this. We need it here. Everyone needs it here, you know. And I just can't wait for the warmth. It's so weird. It's like sometimes, oh my God, how did my jewels just come off? It's so weird. It's just like you get so used to the cold that, like, when you have a day where all of a sudden it's just hot, like yesterday, it's just like, it's just really weird. Like, it's just really bizarre, I think. In my opinion, it's just bizarre because it's just like, okay. it was really cold one day and now it's like really hot the next, but that's New England weather for you. So no wonder people get sick. Oh no, coronavirus. Just kidding. Ooh, knock on wood. Knock on freaking wood. Anyways, happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Let's keep it in the high. Let's keep it in the high. Speaking of keeping it in the high, we have a whole hour left. We have a whole hour left of magical music. And so I was just like, you know, I had this one show where I just kind of played all this like really, 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 really positive high vibrational stuff. And I was like really in a good mood after that. So I want to like try that. I want to try and see what happens after this hour if I just play straight like happy stuff. And I was like, no, I have a list of music I want to play, but like I was just like, I don't know, like because I was listening to the Gilbert O'Sullivan in my whole, and it was just so like, it was very cheerful and bumpy, and I was just like, I'm digging this, I'm digging it. I mean, it is cheerful now, but it's just like, I don't know, kind of messages come in, and that's, it's important to contact that and touch elements with that when you're in the realm of vibrations and sound, because there's so many messages. I mean, not just with lyrics, but there's so many messages that come through in other forms when you're listening to certain notes and you're engaged with certain tones and frequencies and just pitches, and it's just right there and you can feel all those messages. And if you're open enough and you're aware enough, you can actually get a grasp of what exactly is trying to be said. So it's something to kind of be aware of, you know, because it's like, as I was here, I mean, when I do the paranormal playground sounds, I like to leave it as anything goes. I don't really have structure except for the fact that it's going to be based upon, you know, invitation to spirit, and spirit kind of comes in and runs a show. So like I said, like last time when I was on the air and I was talking about spirits, and I was just like, oh great, now I invited them, and I started seeing